Jorge Masvidal, aka the Running Man, he's brought game bred bare knuckle mixed martial arts back one more again, and has got some a UFC legend on the card. And I will say off the bat, before we examine the card in its entirety, I'm impressed. I was impressed the last event I saw. A few mistakes here and there. Filming's pretty good. They even had Brendan Schaub, along with, was it Robin Black, for commentary. And when I first heard this, I thought, this is going to be interesting. How's Brendan gonna cope under the big lights, quote unquote? And I will say he did very well. Robin Black was using quite a bit of profanity. I would say at some times, unnecessarily. That would be my negative in regards to the commentary. Quite different, but overall, I was impressed with the product itself. Free to air on the old boob tube. So let's get into the fight. You may know him as Crazy Horse, but he's Felony Charles Bennett. Look at a record, 30-42 and 2, taking on Joe Penna, whatever, feel, 11-10. Okay. Interesting back and forth. It was a nice way to start the card off. Wasn't too much showboating from Felony. Put up a decent enough battle, but third round TKO, 3 minutes and 49 seconds into that opening card. Who else have we got? Who else have we got? I'm not going to go through the whole card. Brandon Jenkins. Brandon Jenkins, durable human highlight reel, a standout of the card, I would say. He got third round TKO, 2 minutes and 12 seconds. The zombie was a zombie of sorts, but he got finished. He got finished 11, sorry, 16 and 10. Brian, the human highlight reel. Someone else has got that moniker as well. And Tyler Hill, the zombie, 11 and 7. Let's see. Where else are we going? Where else are we going? TJ Brown, the body snatcher. Reminds me of someone. Don't know who, but he does remind me of someone. 26 and 12, taking on Anthony Ajikwani, the assassin. Very skilled. 16 and 13. I'm sure this guy's got a kickboxing record as well. Wasn't his name. Second round submission, 22 seconds in. Here we go. Yes. So the further and further we move up the card, we get in early submissions. So we got TJ Brown downtown. 11 defeats, 18 victories, taking on Joshua Weems, wide open. These are interesting names. I'm sure Joshua has fought on BKFC possibly or something. He does look familiar. What happens is we got a second round submission, 22 seconds in. Or did we? All right. Let's work through it. Let's work through it. Karl Roberson, Baby K, as we know, he had some legal problems. I don't know what transpired, but he's now back. He's back. Bare knuckle MMA. Not the best showing. Not the best show showing at all, Karl. And Henderson Ferreira, boy, whatever, from Brazil, 18 and 5 and 1. Karl, 9 and 6. He got defeated ultimately. Was it unanimous? Yeah, unanimous decision, 30-27. It was pretty lackluster, to be fair. Maybe this is his first fight back. But yeah, not the best. Chase, the Vanilla Gorilla, underdog, enemy territory, taking on Alex Nicholson, the Spartan, looks the part, hometown favorite, 15 and 10, Chase, 17 and 12. And it was a nice back and forth, real nice back and forth for as long as it lasted. Alex came out hella strong. He had the momentum on his side and he was just whopping, whopping, whopping. Chase was like, okay, that's cool, that's cool. I'll hold a little bit of that. I'll hold a little some. Remember, we're talking bare knuckle MMA, going back to the roots of sorts of mixed martial arts when there was no covering of the hands. And Chase said, yes, I will withstand your offset, your offense, and I'll raise you.
This episode is sponsored by Supreme of the UK. Click the link in the description and support the broadcast.
You got a TKO 4 minutes and 39 seconds into the very first round. Congratulations, Chase. And he was very humble and said, look, I'm on enemy territory. Alex is your man, blah, 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 blah. Give Alex the mic and, he did his sizzle. And then we move on to the main event itself. Junior Dos Santos, former UFC champion, 21 and 10, taking on Alan Belcher, the talent. BKFC for former BKFC heavyweight champion relinquished that to come over here and do his thizzle, and it was competitive, giving up a lot of weight, a lot of size. But Junior, the old man himself, he was not playing. Very disciplined. There was a clear size differential: 250 pounds taken on 233.4. Alan was the faster fighter, but Junior just had the power. He was thumping him around the place. Second round TKO, 4 minutes and 39 seconds to become Jorge, aka the Running Man, Game Bred Masvidal, bare knuckle MMA heavyweight champion, the inaugural champion. Congratulations to Junior Dos Santos. The event, as I say, was good. It was a good event. Let's see if he can keep this momentum going. Very interested to see what takes place next. He's definitely got some good fighters on there. Some fighters on the card wasn't, didn't necessarily perform the best, but overall, very happy with this card. And I want to score it a solid 7.5. Yeah, 7.5. The pacing was pretty quick. Quality was good. And yeah, looking forward to the next event.